Time should never break a value of an anyway, the Trash Ebers, the Mitish of the Kayim, the Lavrochi of the Yantiv, Dinah Sum Gedaya, the Karachaman and Wadim Tavim of Manabayas. The Gemanashach, now at a fast of Manabayas, did not let a fast that day for different reason. Not because they were Nevato not to write Hashem's name in the Shtar, but it was the Mitish of Sum Gedaya as we had before. It's that this man that does the Mitish, this man that was Sassim of Simcha, this man that was Sholem, it was called Sassim of Simcha. So it's same as Shreed, Sum Gedaya, this man that does the Mitish, was a Simcha. You weren't allowed to fast anyway, because it's a simcha then. On the Rav, the Nitzchel, the Esther, the Shlefonel. Now, community is, what about days? What about days Tishrei? Are you allowed to fast the second day? That's not community, Shlefonel. So what? If it's also Rav Megillah's Tainis, the days before, you're allowed to fast. The days before, you're not allowed to fast. But if it's not Rav Megillah's Tainis, then you're allowed to fast the day before. Rashi says, the Nitzchel, hold the Hodak form of Megillah's Tainis. What if they have to put it into Megillah's Tainis? Our dove is there less or estimate, leave it after yesterday. In other words, what it says in Megillah's Tainis, those days need a chizik. Since it's only with the Rabbanim, we say you can't fast that day, and who did the day before also you can't fast. So now the base Tishrei Yosef not allowed to fast. Since the third day that Gedaliah died, this Manda Beis Hamidrash, was a simcha that was written in Megillah's Tainis, it was written in the Megillah, therefore even the day before Yosef not allowed to fast. So the Gemara, the Tetra, they have a Yom Shalach Yom Rosh Chodesh. If you want to know why you can't fast days, I'll tell you, because it's the day after Rosh Chodesh. So just like Rosh Chodesh you can't fast, the day after Rosh you can't fast. The Gemara says no. Rosh Chodesh is the Yeraisa. Rosh Chodesh you can't fast is mid Yeraisa. Or the Yeraisa little boy Chizik, true. And if the Yeraisa think Allah is, the Rabbanim don't come to make a Chizik. So mid Yeraisa you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. That's all. The next, second day Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to fast already. Not saying Rosh Chodesh. The second day of the month, you're allowed to fast. Mashmei boy chizik, Titania. Hayomim eilu, these days. Haksuvu Megillah Tainis, that's written in Megillah Tainis. Asurim, you're not allowed to fast. It's a yom tifin de rabbonin. Beilif neim bein lachreim. The days before and the days afterwards. Mashenkein Shabbos is v'yem mitovim. But on Shabbos and a yom tif, that you're not allowed to fast, hey masurim. Only the days itself you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. But lefneim lachreim mitovim. But the Erev Shabbos and the day after Shabbos, you're all allowed to fast. Well, my hefesh ben zeh lezeh, what's the difference? How come the days that it says in Megillah's Tainis, you're not allowed to fast on itself, because it's a Yom Tov, and the day before and the day after also not? But on a regular Shabbos or a Yom Tov, you're allowed to fast before or after. Now, that's just like we're saying, Halolu Dibre Teiro, Midirais, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos or on Yom Tov or on the Shredish. V'yeh in Dibre Teiro, Tzvichim Chizik. What the Torah says, we don't have to give the Chizik to. But Halolu, the days of Megillah's Tainis is only with the Rabbonin, Divrei Seifrim, it's only with the Rabbonin said you shouldn't fast these days. And the Klal is with Divrei Seifrim, Tzrichim Chizik. Now the Rabbonin said you have to have a Chizik. Therefore it's Negeah that Gimel, the Tishrei, is a Simcha on Megillah's Tainis, but Gedaliah died that day. It's Negeah that's in the Megillah to know that you're not allowed to fast even days. For the Gemara, but Tepler, the Evela, Yoim, Shlefnei, Yoim, Shneri, by Gedaliah, and Achikim. Anyway, not after Megillah, but some the day before he died. Amravashi Gedaliah ben Achikim Divrei Kabbalah. The Divrei Kabbalah Divrei Torah Dami. So out the Tainus of Gedaliah, it doesn't have to have not the Tainus. Out the Simcha of the Tzaddik died, it's a Simcha. So you don't have to have a day before, because since it says in Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Kabbalah is if the Torah said it. So it's a Chizik that only the day, the third day by itself, you're not allowed to fast. But a day before, you are allowed to fast. Mashenki, now that the Rabbanan put into Megillah's Tainus, which is pure the Rabbanan's Nikaloch is. Whatever it says in Megillah's Tainis, the Rabbanim need a chizik, they said, not only can't you fast on that day, you have to keep it for Simcha, but even the day before and the day afterwards, also you're not allowed to fast. Say, if it's Negev, the Gimel, Tishrei, this man, the Beis Hamikdash, it was put into the Megillah's Tainis to say, you're not allowed to fast today, and not only today not, but even the day before and the day afterwards also, you're not allowed to fast. That's Negev that it went into the Megillah's Tainis. All right, just stop here. We're holding up your tests, we're holding. Yeah. Motamosiv Rav Tuvia Bar Masna. In the middle of the Shaila, it's a machlokes in the Gemara of the Megillah's Tainis was botla, not botla. Megillah's Tainis means during the Beis Hamikdash times, there were a few days, there were a big simchon Klal Yisrael, and Rabbanan made a takana, these days you're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to fast on these days, and there was then a day before and a day after, also you're not allowed to fast. It's shown a special thing that happened, that's called Megillah's Tainis. So the Shiloh after the Churban Abayis,
was these days bottle or not. So we say these days now you're allowed to fast or not. Sarah Machlekis. If Megillus Tainus is bottle after the Churban Abayis or not, it's a Machlekis. The Gemara says now, Mosev Rav Tuvi Bamasi, yes, the Kash like this. The Esrim Vetim Nevei, on the 28th day of Adar, this was. Rashi says, the Adar Koi Megillus Tainus. This is one of the days that's written down in Megillus Tainus, that on the 28th day of Adar, also Besurta Tavosel Yudoi, it came very good news to the Jews. The Layidim Uraisa, that now they're allowed to learn Torah. Rashi says, Layidim means, you're not going to have to take yourself away from learning Torah. That means that first it was Shagozra Hamalchus Gzera Shloyasku Batorah. The Romans made a Gzera that the Jews can't learn Torah. They made such a Gzera. They can't make a bris milah on their kids. V'sheichalu Shabbosis. And they have to work on Shabbos. They have to be Mechalu Shabbos. Marosu. So what do? The tzadikim. Ma'osu Yehuda ben Shemua. Zichabero. Yehuda ben Shemua and his friends, holchu v'notlu eitzo mitratuniso achas. They went to ask an eitz advice from one matronusa, matronun means like a lady that was a very noble person, that shekol g'dole roimi mitrunetlo. All the great people of Rome used to go to her. Used to respect her, used to ask her for advice. So Yehuda ben Shemua also went to her. Yehuda ben Shemua went to her and asked her like this, what can we do? Like, we have a Xerah now. The king is making it so bad on us. We can't learn Torah. Like, why are they picking on us? What can we do to stop it? Is Omrulhem, she gave them an etzah like this. Omrulhem, she told them, she told Yehuda ben Shemua, Bo v'haskinu balayla. Go and scream at night. Like, complain, say a complaint to the Romans at night time. Rashi says, Avginu means, Tzu'aku b'shvokim. Go out, scream in the streets. Or v'chayvah say, Sheyishmu hasorim b'yirachim aleichem. That the people in charge should hear you, and they'll have rachmanis on you. So that's what they did. They went and they started to scream out at night, start to complain. Omru, they said like this. Ishamayim. Just to say, Rashi says, Kaleima lamana kodesh baruch hu. They started to scream out for kodesh baruch hu's sake. But they said to the Romans like this. Lo yachikam anachnu. Like, what are you picking on us Jews? Aren't we brothers to you? For lo yibnei avecher anachnu. Aren't we all the son of one father? Like, we live in the city now, we're in Rome now. You have a whole big nation here. What are you picking on us? Punk the Jews to make Xerathon. Why are we different than all the other nations and languages? That you're making punk upon the Jews such hard degrees that we can't learn Torah and be Mechal Shabbos. So they complained that night. And the mice was a bitlum. At that time, the Romans stopped Xerah. It was the 28th day of Adar that the Romans stopped Xerah, and that was the Yom Tov-like. On that day, the Chachomim made it for Yom Tov. Now, this was another day put down in Megillus Tainus, that this day of 28th of Adar did not allow a fast. Now, the Gemara is, Bitlu Megillus Tainus, if you want to tell me now the Loch is, that after the Churban Abayis, all the days that it says in the Megillus bottle, that from now on, if you want to, you're allowed a fast. If so, Kemaisa Botul, the days that the Chum already were Masakin beforehand, the days that they made during the Beis Hamikdash, is now Botul. Achronaisa Maisifin, you want to add more days. Like this Mais here with Yehuda ben Shmuel happened after the Churban Abayis. So that happened after the Churban Abayis, for what purpose did they put it down in Megillus Tainus? If you're telling me the Megillah is Botul now, you don't have to listen to the Megillah, so for what purpose did they put it down in the Megillah now? Maybe you want to answer me like we answered before. We're talking about now, that's when they put it down in the Megillah, and everybody agrees it was Nagei of the Megillah then. At that time, those days that's written down in the Megillah, you're not allowed to fast, you can't say Hesped. So maybe this Meister of Yehuda ben Shemua happened when the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim. Mer says, no, that can't be. For Yehuda ben Shemua was Talmidish Rabbi Meir. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir bought the Hachi Hevi, and Rabbi Meir lived after the Churban Abayis. So for sure, if Yehuda ben Shmuel's Talmud lived after the Beis Hamikdash, so this happened after the Beis Hamikdash. If so, we have a proof that the Megillah's Tainus was not bottled, and whatever it says in the Megillah applies today. Therefore, it's good while Yehuda ben Bob at his times, they added new days to the Megillah. Because just like the old days still apply today, this new day also applies today. So we have a rise, the Megillah still applies as manazeh. Now the Gemara proves it, that Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel Talmud Shur Meir. Rav Meir Zal Yavim. The Tanan would learn like this. Kli's the chuchas. If you have a glass kli, a glass jar, shenikvoi, that first the jar was tamei, and now you made a hole in the jar, so it's not usable, the jar became tor. Now the hittach l'toichan ever. Now you put some lead in the hole to make the jar usable again. So it's as luck is like this, that by a kli matzah, if you have a metal kli, if it was first tamei, and then you broke the kli and became tor, then you melt the kli back together again, with the rabbon and it gets its tumah back again. The tumah yishrein of the old tumah comes back on it again. By a kli chukas is not that way. By a glass kli, even though matzilu is tamei, when you break the kli, put a hole in it, it becomes tor. Then when you fix the glass kli, the lochlis doesn't become tamei again from the old tamei. If something new touches it now, true, it'll become new tamei. But the old tumah doesn't come back. Now here the case is, the glass got a hole in it, you broke it. Now, how did you fix it up again? Not with glass, but you put lead, which is a type of a metal. So the question is, do you call this kli now a metal kli, that the old tumah would come back again? Or do you call this kli now a glass kli, and the old tumah doesn't come back again? So it's not like this. Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that Yehuda ben Shemua metame mishumer Rimeya. Yehuda ben Shemua says over the name of this Rebbe, Rabbi Meir, this is the proof, that he was a Talmud of Rabbi Meir, that it's tamei. In other words, he holds the ikar of the kli is the maimid, what's holding the kli up. What's holding this kli up? The lead. The lead in the hole is holding the kli together. So now it's called the lead is holding the kli together, therefore the kli goes after its maimid, it's called the metal kli. And by metal kli, what?
But that lead was tamei.
Right. But since now, the kli is called the metal kli, Midrabanan has the din of a metal kli, that a metal kli, if it was once tamei, then it became tor, if it comes back a kli again, the old tumah comes back, you're right. Even though the old tumah was on a glass kli, it's like a chiddush, you're right. The old kli was a glass. But since now it's called a metal kli, it will get back again its old tumah that it had. That's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemua says over the name of Rabbi Meir. The Chum Maimon, the Chum say no. The Chum and the Tyrant, the Chum say no, it's tor.